Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A scheme to eradicate tuberculosis or TB from Ireland's cattle herd began in 1954. Now, that was a time when the disease commonly occurred in the human population, particularly amongst people who were living in dense urban accommodations such as tenements. And since then, according to government estimates, over €5.5 billion has been spent on the bovine TB eradication scheme. However, the disease hasn't been eradicated from the Irish cattle herd. And in the last 6 years, incidents of the disease have begun to increase. Well, our reporter Maura Fay has been talking to farmers about the situation, and Maura is here now. Hello, Maura.
Hi, Claire.
Good to have you with us. So what is the current state of play with bovine TB?
So back in the 1980s, around 80% of Irish herds were infected with TB. This got to its lowest point in 2018, about 3.5%. But since then, the incident rate has started to creep back up. As of November 3rd, 5,933 herds across Ireland have had a TB breakdown. For the same period last year, it was just over 4,900 herds. So year on year, that's an increase of 1,000 cattle herds being affected by TB. What's really significant though is that the number of reactor cattle has increased. This is the number of cattle that have had a positive reaction to a test for TB. It's expected that the number of reactor cattle removed from Irish herds this year will go to over 40,000. For 2023, that figure was 27,000. So year on year, that's a 47% increase. If a farmer has a reactor animal removed from his or her herd, they are paid compensation by the Department of Agriculture. And obviously, the more cattle that are removed, the greater the taxpayer spend on the scheme in terms of compensation payouts. Up until the end of October 2024, total Exchequer spending on the bovine TB programme exceeded €74 million compared to €58 million in 2023, an increase of 26%.
So it's expensive and it's going up. But why is it? Like, do we know why TB rates are going up in cattle?
There's not a clear or specific answer on this. There's a lot of theories. So TB is a highly infectious respiratory disease. Obviously, we've had the expansion of the dairy herd in recent years. So a lot of dairy farmers might have gone from milking, say, 60 cows to 300 cows. If you have an outbreak of TB in your herd, the more cows you have, the more cows that are going to get sick. Also, dairy cows are more vulnerable to the disease when they're calving down. We know that badgers and deer are capable of spreading TB. A programme to vaccinate badgers against TB was started in 2018 by the Department of Agriculture, but some feel that this programme isn't properly targeted and is somewhat under-resourced. Some have also suggested that TB testing perhaps needs to be a lot stricter and there needs to be more restriction on herd movements. However, such moves could mean added cost to farmers and difficulty for them in being able to sell their cattle. But obviously, farmers do want this disease eradicated, because if you have an outbreak of TB in your herd, it leads to financial loss and a lot of mental stress. I met with one farmer who's gone down with TB, Declan O'Mara. He's farming in the parish of Lura in North Tipperary, which is located halfway between Portumna and Birr. He explained to me his situation with TB.
We were TB free for about 30 years. The last outbreak we had was in 1984, and in 2020 we built a new milking parlour, and we were targeting to milk about 120 cows. And the first time we tested the cows in the new parlour, we had 17 reactors, which meant that those cows were condemned and had to be removed. And then we had a follow-up with a blood test, and they took another 19, so there was 36 animals taken away straight away. And over the year then, we lost 42 cows. So instead of increasing our milk output by 80,000, we were down over the 4 years, roughly about 200,000 litres a year. So we missed out then in 22, which had a very high milk price. And we went clear in 23, and this year then the whole thing resurrected itself again. So we've lost another 45 cows. Over the 4 years, we've lost 93 cows and about 60 store cattle as well.
people listening to this might not understand the consequences of having your cows test positive for TB. In terms of financial cost, could you put a figure on it?
Yeah, it's hard to put a figure as an exact figure on it, because we were increasing our milk supply and probably dropping a bit on the beef side. But roughly, I just worked it out, over the 4 years, instead of being where we should be, we were down about, over the 4 years, about 200,000 litres a year. So we would have lost production of 800,000 litres over the 4 years compared to the plan that we originally drew up. Now, of course, that wouldn't all be profit, because we wouldn't have had incurred the cost of production. But at the same time, we built a milking parlour, and that we have an awful lot less cows to pay for the milking parlour than we would have if the TB hadn't arisen.
So, could you put a figure on it roughly, or?
Well, if you take a very conservative profit on milk of 10 cents a litre, and it obviously can fluctuate up and down from that over the 4 years, then at 800,000 litres, you're talking about 80,000. Now, that's just a rough figure off the top of my head. But it's in and around that, and that's the money we would have been investing in the farm over that period.
Right, roughly 80,000. So what are his options, Declan's options, while the herd is locked down, Maura?
Not a lot, Claire. He's not sure what will happen with his next test, whether or not he'll go clear. The problem of TB has now been persistent in his herd for 4 years, so he thinks that the Department of Agriculture may be looking at a total depopulation of his herd, which means his entire herd will be culled and he'd have to start all over again, which he would find particularly upsetting as he's built up his herd's genetics over 40 years. Along with that, he told me he isn't sure how TB got into his herd in the first place.
We have a closed dairy herd for the last 40 years, and there's an awful lot of TB in the area. In actual fact, I have three near neighbours, and between the three of them this year alone, they've lost over 150, between 150 and 200 animals. The herds are all kept separate from one another, and the only common item is obviously the wildlife. Now, the department have investigated the wildlife. I know badgers have been taken away, and the badgers have been confirmed as having TB. So for me, it has to be the wildlife brought it in, but then once it gets in, it spreads within the herd. And it's an incredibly hard disease to get rid of, because we're testing for TB since the 50s, and we're still using the same test that we did then, and it's not identifying all the reactors. If the department could say to me in the morning that we're going to test your animals and we're going to take away the reactors and you're going to have a clean herd after that, you'd be happy. But the trouble is that the test leaves reactors behind, and that's the most frustrating thing about it, because you're always afraid then of the next test, what's going to show up. And when you do a blood test in, which they usually do where you have a serious outbreak, they usually take a lot of animals from you on the blood test.
The government have literally spent billions of euro over the years on a TB eradication scheme. We're one of the few countries left in Europe that still has TB in their animal herd population. Like, how do you see this problem being solved? Do you have a view on that?
My view is that the only way that we can get rid of TB in Ireland is that we have to develop a vaccine for TB for the cows. It's the only answer, because the test just isn't happening. In 2014-15, about 15,000 reactors were being taken out annually. This year, it'll probably go over 40,000. So it's getting worse and worse. That's all I can say. And the only answer is a vaccine. And I think that the money that's been put into vaccinating badgers would be a lot better spent on trying to develop a vaccine for TB and a test that could distinguish between vaccinated animals and diseased animals. And until we do that, we're going to have TB, I'm afraid. And farmers are going to feel very, very vulnerable.
So Declan reckons a vaccine is the only answer. Is there one in development?
Well, discussion of that did arise at a meeting in Tuam in Galway last week, which I went to. The meeting was addressed by TJ Maher, chairman of the IFA Animal Health Committee, and also Aoife Mulhern, an inspector from the Department of Agriculture Regional Veterinary Office in Galway. The current situation with TB was explained to farmers in attendance, and they were also given advice on what they can do to limit the risk of TB coming into their farm. TJ Maher of the IFA mentioned during the meeting that he was travelling over to Surrey in England in December to see what scientific advancements are being made there. I spoke to him after the meeting and asked me to tell me more about that.
Well, we believe it's critically important that we provide as maximum information we can of where the vaccination programme is. As I said, the key challenge around the whole vaccination programme of animals is the production of a marker test which identifies an infected animal as against a vaccinated animal. The Department of Agriculture are cooperating with universities in England, and we want to go over and talk to the universities, see exactly where the situation is. Obviously, the UK is outside of the EU at the moment, so it makes things more complicated in terms of transfer of scientific regulation. So we have to ensure that we can maximise the gains that are made there and bring them back to Ireland, because ultimately, if we are unable to control the disease through testing, we will have to go down a different route, and perhaps vaccination may be a possible solution, but it is going to be some time away.
Do you see the problem getting worse before it gets better?
I would certainly hope it doesn't get much worse than it is at the moment. Farmers are losing too much money and too stressed at the pressures that are brought on them, particularly given the income situation on many farms. They're under pressure after a number of difficult years. So we would certainly be doing all in our power to ensure that we can, at the very least, stop the growth of TB at the present herd incidence. I'm not confident we can do that at the moment, but I certainly think we will do all in our power to assist the department as part of the stakeholders to ensure that we can do that.
That's TJ Maher of the IFA there. And people are getting in touch with us as they're listening more, saying that the badgers, according to some, are not a significant factor. And people are talking about this recent BBC documentary where the Queen guitarist Brian May presented research which showed, they say, that cattle are passing TB to each other. So thanks to everyone for getting in touch on that. So there's more to follow up on here. The meeting that you were at in Tuam, how would you describe the mood of the farmers around this issue?
I think there's a lot of frustration in that farmers have been doing the things that they've been told to do for a number of years, yet the problem is getting worse and there haven't been any major advancements in the science of how we treat the disease in cattle. Here's what some of them told me after the meeting.
Michael Flynn, I'm from Kinradima, Loughrea. I think a lot of what I've heard here tonight, I've heard a lot of it before, but the one thing that's sticking out of my ear for me is that no progress has been made. I mentioned there's a young lad 40 years ago, I was in Portumna, where there was the very same problem with TB. The wildlife was involved, there was promises made of what would be done, but I see very little done in the meantime. TB is continuing to spread and it's getting worse. And I don't believe that anything will happen until such time as we have a proper vaccine that will prevent the spread of it, because it's endemic in the wildlife. And if you took, the only way you would get rid of bovine TB in this country this minute is if you took out every animal, every cow, but you left the wildlife after you, you still have the infection, and that's the big problem.
I'm Henry Welch, farming in Ordinmore, and yeah, we're currently down with TB. A recent outbreak, first time in my farming career of over 40 years, so it's a real shock to the system and a reality check for us in terms of, you know, you have the best laid plans about your farming business and you make plans about how you can be kind of more successful, make a bit more profit, hopefully create employment for the next generation, and all of those plans are kind of thrown into turmoil by a TB outbreak.
Did you take any positivity from what you heard here tonight?
Yeah, I think kind of the one positive I would take to start with was there was very open communication from the department staff. I suppose traditionally there was always a kind of belief that there was almost a breakdown in communication, a dim and us type of an attitude, and you were always left frustrated that perhaps something like the badger was our primary cause. But there's much greater communication now, the realisation that there's a shared responsibility in terms of the disease spread, that in the same way as the badger can infect the animals in turn can infect the badgers. The role of wildlife is there, but it's just a part of the whole equation.
How are you coping with your herd being in lockdown?
Yeah, it's kind of, for me, it's a first. It's a very real shock. It's actually a very emotional experience in that kind of, you know, they've been, I suppose, our herd all our lives. We've built them to where they are. There is a responsibility to the extent that, you know, the animals have been very good to us. It's been our career, our livelihood. You know, there is a bond forms there, no matter what, that, you know, we're responsible for those animals every day. We make sure they're properly fed, looked after and all of that.
How many cows have you lost?
We've lost 70 cows in this outbreak, yeah.
Out of what size of a herd?
We're milking 300 cows.
Those are cows that you've had since calf, am I right in saying that?
Yeah, so the oldest animal went had 12 calves. So, like, she's been around a lifetime, and, you know, there's, as I say, a bond formed with those kind of animals, with all of the animals.
70 out of 300. You got on to the Department of Agriculture, Maura. What did they say?
So they say that Ireland's bovine TB eradication programme operates in line with best national and international scientific research and advice. On the issue of TB testing, the department says we are actively engaged in research with UK and EU scientific laboratories on developing new tests that will improve the accuracy of diagnosis of TB. On the issue of vaccination, the department says the main global body of research on developing a vaccine for tuberculosis in bovine animals is being carried out by the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA, in the UK. The department continues to engage with colleagues in DEFRA on cattle vaccination and is monitoring this very closely. To date, the biggest issue with the vaccine for cattle has been the lack of availability of a test that is capable of distinguishing between an animal that is truly infected and one that has been vaccinated. The vaccine that is currently being researched in the UK has shown in past studies to reduce the severity of TB in cattle. Whilst offering promise, it needs further testing, however, to determine its effectiveness in field conditions. However, it should be noted that even if the research is successful, there are a significant number of legal and international trade obstacles to be surmounted before a vaccine for tuberculosis in bovine animals can be used as part of our bovine TB eradication programme.
And that is the response from the department. Maura Fay, thanks very much for bringing that to us, and thanks to all the farmers who spoke to Maura about their experience of bovine TB. If you want to get in touch on anything that you have heard on the programme, you can WhatsApp us. It's 0870 32 32 32. Up next, Brian McDermott will be here talking about stocks and broths to elevate your recipes.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.